are back with City Clerk Tara Stevens to talk a little bit more about the upcoming election this October, and the election being what it is. We certainly can't do it alone. And as a result, there are many people who help make the election possible in terms of the day-to-day operations and certainly on voting day itself to keep everything organized. So Tara, you hire these folks, you bring them on to assist you for election day. What types of positions might we see some people working, and who is eligible to work those positions?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. So yeah, we have a number of positions that we're looking for the election. They are the poll supervisor, deputy returning officer, revision deputy returning officer, express vote deputy returning officer, tabulator operator, and an information officer. So any resident of Welland can apply to work these positions. And then we have received applications from outside parties as well. So we'll just be reviewing them as we would anyone else. And then if we don't have any concerns, then we'll proceed with hiring them for election day.
So you rattled off a list of positions that some people may be hearing for the first time. And for anybody who is looking to dabble a little bit into the municipal election working world, what type of training would they receive before they start that position?
Yeah, so there's going to be training provided prior to advance poll dates and election day. So they'll be based on, of course, the position that you're hired for, but also there may be some training involved for backup for other positions. So the training is going to be anywhere between, say, 2 to 4 hours, and they'll be coming here either during the day or in an evening to have our training staff member go over everything with them to ensure that they're ready for election day.
And for those workers, are they paid for their time working, and how much commitment is required?
Yeah, so there is a wage that we provide to all the individuals that work for us. They're all based on the wage amount is based on the position themselves. So the individual is expected to attend training. And then after you attend training, then you'll be scheduled to work on election day. And then we also have advance poll dates. So we'll be holding some training in advance. So anyone working the advance poll days and the election day will receive compensation for working those additional days as well.
So there's lots of pre-vote day training, which is fantastic. But as is the case with any job, when you're kind of doing it for the first time, first day jitters might creep in, and some of that training may, slip out of your grasp when you're trying to remember something. What's in place for those workers? And election day is a very important day. What's in place for them should they have a question or if there's a little hiccup? How do they navigate that?
Yeah. So the poll supervisors will be able to assist in any questions that our election workers have. If for some reason there's a question the poll supervisor can't answer, they will be able to contact myself or the election coordinator for further assistance. So anytime there's anything that comes up, or say we need more workers to go to a certain polling location because we're getting overrun with electors, we will be able to send someone out to assist in those locations. So the clerk staff is always here to help anyone that needs it.
Overrun with electors. Let's hope that happens this election season. As many people as possible, get out and cast your vote, cast your ballot. And thank you, Tara, very much for giving us a little bit of insight into the election employment world. And we'll keep going with our special podcast election episodes in the coming weeks.
Sounds good.